This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to pull the cards in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I'm gone for one night, and I'm totally lost already. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. That's right. Another session of sanity right here on The Real. I think it's a session of sanity. If you don't, well, there's about 3,000 other shows you can tune in. You know how I feel about that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time the guys are spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being involved and being engaged. I really very much do appreciate it. And, you know, I just want to get to it. There's a lot going on. Corey Duncan's going to join us after the first break. Corey, you know, he's always got something. The man is never without a word to say. Although I have been able to perplex him at times. And I spent last week a couple days with him at CPAC. And it was a lot of fun. And we definitely get a lot of attention. I mean, think about it. He's like 6 feet taller than I am. So you can imagine two of us walking down the aisle, walking down the hallway is what people must have thought. Had a lot of fun there, but you've already heard about it this week. Let's just move on with it. I don't know if you heard today, but apparently the DNC has decided, Mr. Perez has decided that they're not going to let Fox News do any of the forums, the debate. I don't know if you want to call them debates. They don't really debate with each other. But any of the forums for the Democratic primaries, because they're not a real news source, according to the DNC, which I think is hilarious. Now, I want you to think about something now. Now what's happened, even though Fox has stuck up for CNN when they, you know, when Jim Acosta got thrown out of the White House, they were like, no, that's not right. That's not right. And a few other times things have happened. Fox has stuck up for the other news sources. Ain't nobody coming to their aid. That's why I keep saying, let's not do what they do. Let's play the game our way. What do you think? I like that idea so much better. You know what I'm saying? And the head of the DNC said, look, the reason they won't want... CNN commentators were saying, the reason Fox doesn't deserve to be there, for all intents and purposes, is because all they do is beat on Democrats all day. Have they listened to their own station? No joke, serious. These guys are brain dead at a whole different level that we've never seen before. And then they don't consider them a legitimate news source because there's no way they can get a fair shake. That's what they said. The Democrats cannot get a fair shake. Well, let me tell you what. Apparently, the Democrats running for office are so dumb that CNN has to give them the questions ahead of time so they can figure it out. That's right. Don't you remember 2016? Two times CNN, quote-unquote, leaked the questions to Clinton. How do you accidentally leak the questions to Hillary? Yeah, leave them on a table somewhere and she picked them up. All right, so I love doing stuff like this because, you know, the freshmen coming into Congress are getting so much attention. So much is going on. Everything is so wonderful, if you would. I get the biggest kick out of this. Our, well, in my area, our congresswoman recently did a, and this is where they screw up on a regular basis, and I very much appreciate the fact that they do. But our congresswoman decided to go to a local podcast. And in the podcast, one of the things that she complained about is how tired she is. She's so tired, she barely has time to fundraise now. And it's very tough to run around with high heels. Well, first and foremost, if you look at a lot of those people when they're going from building to building, place to place, a lot of them have running shoes on. You ever notice that? Right? Or they have flats on. Right. I'm just saying, think about this. She went on, just like, remember what Mrs. Obama did? She went on a thing on how tough it was to be First Lady and how tough it was to be cooped up in that place. It's like, you can leave. Nobody's keeping you there. It was still a free country at the time. But Hill went on to lay out numerous grievances that she had of the stress of her job. And she called out President Donald Trump for being an authoritarian, but she couldn't really lay out what he was an authoritarian about. Apparently she forgot about Mr. Obama, but we'll talk about that another time. Because they hate when you do that. They hate when you say, you accepted this under Mr. Obama. You accepted this under Billy Bob Clinton. You accepted this with Mrs. Clinton. But Trump does it, and it's wrong. A Republican does it, is wrong. That is the height of hypocrisy, or you are so high you can't even get a grasp on reality. One of the two. I don't know what it is. And then even though she is for Medicare for all, she can't tell you exactly how you're going to pay for it. Right? Now, she's 31 years old. Still young. Very young, right? At 31, I don't know about you guys, I'm still pretty much partying. One of her biggest complaints was she hardly has time to hang out with any of her friends anymore. Somebody give me some Kleenex, right? She feels lonely. She only has 20 minutes at the end of the day to decompress with her roommate, Representative Lorena Underwood, a Democrat from Illinois. It's funny because you don't have a lot of time to hang out with really anybody, she said. The perception I think a lot of people have is that you guys sit around and make laws and then go out and then... No, that's not true. That's not true. We know that. I mean, if you actually pay attention, you find out that some of these guys are having to sleep in their office because they can't afford an apartment. Right? These guys are going 24/7, yes, to try to get laws made. Yes, to try to get things done. Right? I haven't had a beer with my colleagues, Hill said. The only person in any kind of lengthy period of time is Lorraine, who's my roommate. She also complained about the challenge of figuring out when to do call time, getting on the telephone and dialing for dollars. Lady, you got to figure that out. See, that should be your Friday. You guys should be busting hump Monday through Thursday. This is a real, well, it's supposed to be. Never is. You'll be a millionaire soon anyway. Don't worry about it. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back with Corey Duncan in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Five, 5563. Always a pleasure to, you know what? I was watching, you know, this brings back the memory here. I was watching the Dems, you know, walking down, yeah. You know, they have those corridors underneath the Capitol building and all that. And then I remembered, I had a flashback to the 80s. You know, remember at midnight, you were watching the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and they had those lines all the way up the street. With all those freaky-looking people, they dressed up as characters from the show. I looked at that. It was like, and it was a time warp. Brought me all the way back. That's what I saw standing there in line. So I guess we're going all the way back. But anyway, I need him to save me now. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spent. No, they look like a bunch of freaks because they were like, you know, their faces were all scrunched up. They were mad. They have to deal with this woman who is truly, truly, truly a Jew hater. And they don't know what to do about it. All of a sudden, the light has been shined on them, and they're blind. They're going to end up in little piles of dust like Dracula. How you doing, Corey?
Always a pleasure to appear, and thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with all of the loyal followers of you on Facebook and then also in the chat room. And, hey, I want to say a big hello to all of the Grassroots Conservative Association group chapters that are tuned in tonight. And all 9 states via Texas satellite system feed from live from 9 acres to Duncan Ranch in Houston, Texas. So, Joe, wow. you're nationwide courtesy of the GRCAG tonight. So I hope all of the chapters can also visit you at your website and also continue to tune in, even on the nights that we're not on here. And I know they do because they really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. I see that your prettier half is in the chat room, so that's good. That's nice to know she's there to keep you in line. Anyway.
That's a profound message. Oh, okay. So let's keep it to masculinity.
Yes, there. Right. Well, no, as long as we don't cross the line into toxicity, right? I mean, seriously. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So, according to the university, you got to love this one. I love getting your blood going right in the beginning. The University of South, I'm bringing this up because Corey and I are very much into education. And if you think that the education in this country is doing your kids any good, then you've been taking too many hits off that crack pipe, okay? But the University of South Dakota Law School now has been pressured by the Student Bar Association to change the name of its Hawaiian Day Party because it's called cultural appropriation, okay? If you're not Hawaiian, you shouldn't be wearing grass skirts. You shouldn't be making, hula stuff. You shouldn't be roasting pigs, apparently, whatever it is. We have lost our minds. And now the college has to take time to go through and decide what's relevant, what isn't relative. It's just craziness. What's going on? And then the South Dakota legislators have gotten involved. And now they're going to try to pass a law, do a resolution. It's like, please, go. I don't care if the guy's name is Julio, right, or whatever, who's making my meal in an Italian restaurant, as long as it tastes like Italian food. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really even know how to comment on this one. That's a little bit beyond me. I mean, what you just said is enough to give someone an Excedrin headache. So, I think I'll pass on this.
All right. Well, no, I just think it's hilarious. It's kind of like we have college campuses. We have these campuses or these facilities that are supposed to be for higher education. And what are we doing? We're arguing over whether a white boy wearing a hula skirt is cultural appropriation or not. How about we worry about the fact that we're like 46th in the world when it comes to, education. That's how far we've slid down the ladder of what they call evolution, you know?
Well, one reason it's like that is because what I talk about every week when I come on here, and we're talking about our awesome trip that we had to CPAC.
Yep.
And the thing of it is that this is why we are pushing about education, because education is the key to stop all of this idiotic, simple-minded, simpleton these personalities of these people is why, because at one time this person, I mean, whoever this gentleman or whoever these kids are, were in liberal, probably in the liberal school system that we have, and they're not being taught anything, and they're taught that, you know, rise up against law enforcement or the rule of law, anything that has to do with the way, you know, that the United States is made up on.
Yep.
And You know, but yet, you know, it's the funniest thing. I was talking to a colleague of mine the other day, and we was talking about it, and he said, well, you know, if people got such a problem here, you know, you know, if they got such a problem, why don't they go to Africa? Why don't Jay-Z, LeBron James, and all these people, you got such a problem with things here and all out there in Hollywood and stuff. If you have a problem, why are you here? Why are you here? And that's why I say, you know, it's a lot of times, you know, when I was, you know, back, in the Marine Corps, you know, I had a lot of gentlemen, not to say some, the most patriotic ones were the gentlemen that were from Latin countries and, mm-hmm. and they joined the military, and they were more patriotic than the person that was actually been here all their life. And that's, it's sad to say, but in some incidents, yeah, they're a lot more patriotic because they understand and they charge with patriotism. And also what our, you know, capitalism and our way of life is all about. You know, you want to know anything different, why don't you take and go to these other countries? You know, and then you'll get to see exactly. But see, they're not going to do that because they're going to try to change this to make it socialism. But it will never, as President Trump said, socialism will never be, and never rule here ever. It won't ever rule here. So the thing of it is they can try, but it'll never. You know, capitalism and the way that the United States is set up is not perfect, but it's 10 times or 500 times better than China, North Korea, Russia, all of them put together.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to steal your thunder here, but when it comes to education. Mm-hmm. We've blown it big time because you have these young kids who actually believe that socialism is better than capitalism, that think that socialism does more for people than capitalism ever has. They are brain dead, and we have to go to commercial because you and I both believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. Corey Duncan's going nowhere. We've got him locked in a secret location via satellite. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chair, sentenced to almost 4 years in prison. The judge noting the charges have nothing to do with the Russia investigation and instead relate to bank fraud and filing false income tax returns. Manafort in a wheelchair in the courtroom and reportedly in declining health. Manafort turning 70 next month. An anti-hate vote on Capitol Hill, the House passing a resolution 407-23. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi forced to defend a controversial freshman member of Congress, Democrat Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, who now says being opposed to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the occupation, as she calls it, is not the same as being anti-Semitic, she says. President Trump scheduled to travel to Lee County, Alabama, to visit people who lost loved ones in the devastating tornado and to tour the incredible damage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your wife's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Get it right.
I'll give you a chance to dance it off for a second, get all that energy done. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I bring him on, I want you to do me a favor. If you're sitting by, not if you're driving, don't be stupid, okay? If you're driving down, if you're not driving down the road and you're sitting behind a computer, I want you to pull a picture of Mutt and Jeff. You know, it's an old-time cartoon. And I want you to envision, I want you to put Corey's head on the tall guy and my head on the short guy. And it's kind of what we look like roaming around CPAC for a couple of days. And Corey Duncan joins me. He does all the time. Always appreciate his time. Now, come on, Corey. You're a tall man. I'm a little short guy. And I thought it was kind of funny. I said, yeah, you know, people are looking at us like we're something. Did you enjoy yourself at CPAC?
Well, let me say this, with all due respect, it was a very honorable and pleasurable visit to CPAC, and I thank you for hosting me and my beautiful wife, Anna, and that the fact that actually no one knew this, but this was our first time meeting in person.
Yes, right.
And, man, I got a kick out of it because I said, wow, I never knew that Abbott and Costello could be now, you know, a black guy, well, a Latin guy. And a Chinese guy, so it's all good.
People think we went to school together with the way we talked to each other for the last couple of years.
No, we just have a high level of humility to deal with ignorant and unintelligent people. That's all it is. I'm always famous for being able to call a person stupid and not stupid, but ignorant and them not know it and stuff. So, if you answer to it, then that means that's in you. You know, if you don't answer to it, then, let me stop being bad.
Well, Corey, listen, if Corey and I went to high school together, he would have been the guy putting me in a barrel on a daily basis because I wouldn't shut up and be doing stupid stuff.
I wouldn't do that. You would be my best friend. You'd be my best friend because I would have to eat lunch and you know, knowing you, you probably would give me your lunch money. So it would, you know, you get what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I went to school. I know how that works. Yeah, especially at my school. So anyhow.
Yeah, but,
well, so what did
but,
you, listen, but, let me ask you a question.
Wait,
see,
go ahead. I want to tell everyone, I want to thank you, and I want to thank everyone that interviewed me and Anna and, you know, just all of the new friends and the new bridges that we built so people will understand exactly what it is that we advocate, our whole programs and everything. And it was a learning experience for me. I know as God spares us, the whole Grassroots Conservative Association group will be there next year. And we're already thinking and already getting that together also along with yourself about coming back. 'Cause it was a awesome experience. I've been to rallies. I've been to this. I've been to that, but nothing. The CPAC is the Super Bowl of all of that. Trust me.
Well, the nice thing about CPAC is that you really get to see all three sides of the coin. You see these young kids, these ideological kids that show up there. They got all this energy, and they're trying to find their place, right? They're trying to find what they can do and that kind of thing. And you and I, we've always been honest about this stuff. And then you see the ones that are there for their 15 minutes of fame, right? The ones that are looking to be found, right? Look at me. Look how good I am, right? And then you got the ones that are really the hardcore conservatives that want to help, you know, lay the foundation and really, truly, honestly make a difference. Don't you agree?
I truly agree. I mean, that's the difference between a rally and a conference. A conference, you have people that actually are networking. I mean, a rally is for awareness and also the drum up spirit and you know, to get you riled up and to get the base fired up. But you have to take, even if it's a conference or rally, you have to take and be able to channel all of that energy and do something with it. Once you leave things like CPAC or any other rally, you have to take and be able to channel that. And that's why we want to continue this firestorm and this wave that we've started, you know, with education being the biggest wave that we have. And, you know, also I want to bring up something that I know you're probably going to bring up about the powerful movie that we all.
Oh yeah.
Me,
go ahead.
Anna and a lot of us, got the view unplanned that's opening, March the 29th. And I know that, you might want to talk about in your next segment, I guess, that, you know, the fact that we are going to take and pack theaters around the country. I know you're going to take and do your part out there in California and all around our chapters around the country. That if you go to our website, www.conservativegen.com, we're going to start posting that about what around the country. I mean, it's going to be in all nine of our chapters, states: Kentucky, West Virginia, Texas, New Mexico, Minnesota, Montana. I know we're going to Utah, Miami, Florida, probably more or less Atlanta, Georgia. We're gonna all of the AMC and Regal theaters. So, you know, we're gonna be putting out the information shortly because the tickets are free. But what we need is for the moms and dads, and also the young teenagers to, and also the adults too. This is for everyone to see, because it is a very powerful movie, and I know, as a rough, tough Marine, I sat there, and I don't think it was a dry eye in that place. No one was.
The two tough guys were sitting next to each other, you know, before the movie starts. We're cracking jokes, or we're doing whatever, and then, you know, 5 minutes into the movie, my sleeve is soaking wet. It's ridiculous, right?
Exactly.
And if you make the two of us do that.
It's about life.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And we met the woman that the story was about, and she's not a nut job. She wasn't a nut job. She really had been brainwashed. She really believed that she was doing a good thing for women, that she was actually helping women out. And you could see, right? You could see through the movie God softening her heart as the movie went on. Little things that would happen. So, you know, again, thank you for doing that, for helping get that message out, you know.
And not only us, y'all, you're going to be doing your part out there in California, but I want everyone to know that to watch that movie and to actually see what happens and everything, it will change the way that people think. It really will. It really will. It was very powerful, and, you know, it'll definitely put a lump in your throat, and it'll definitely make, I don't care how tough you are, there's no way, the only way that you can sit there and not shed a tear is if you have no conscience or you're soulless. That's the only way that you can actually sit there and say that you can't identify with that. And it's real life, and that's why I like it so much. Because it's real life, and it tells the total truth about it. And a big ups to Mike Lindell, Mr. MyPillow. Now that we see, I saw the day that he has sheets out now. I didn't know he had sheets. I thought it was just a pillow. I said, man, I should see if we got a couple things of sheets, you know, for all of
you know. But the nice thing about meeting him face to face, and he gave us a lot of time. And the nice thing about being with him face to face is he's a real guy. He wasn't born with a silver spoon. He had, a 20-year coke addiction. And, you know, look what he is
today. Something that nobody knew about.
No. I don't know how, but.
When he told me, I was like, wow, that was out of left field. But it was a true pleasure to meet everyone. And it was a very humbling experience to meet you and meet everyone that was there at CPAC, because you get to talk to people, but when you see these patriots and these true Americans up close that's actually making a difference, whether you want to, you know, so many people said, you know, some people that said they have heard of us, but they didn't know how to get in touch with us. So now they've met us, and, you know, we've networked, and, you know, we've been hearing from some of them, but I'm quite sure that you'll see us. We did a lot of interviews, and you know, it was just an awesome time to be there, and it beat any rally that we ever been to. I mean, it was a CPAC. Like I said, is the Super Bowl of conservatism. Yes, it now, is, and meeting the proper conservatives.
I know that I make you crazy sometimes when I do this, but I got to tell you, the thing I love the most, I love when I have blacks, Jews, gay people at the table, because. No, I don't know if you got the memo before you left, that CPAC is only for old white guys. It is not for anybody that falls outside of the old white guy foundation. Anyhow, I'll let you ponder that for a few minutes. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Corey Duncan's going absolutely nowhere. He'll be with us after the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We are back. I got lost in the song. Sorry. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. However, being of Italian descent does not mean I wasn't American-made, if you get my drift. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just bring him in right now before I get myself in a lot of trouble. Corey Duncan, as he does. I know, you just can't wait, can you? As he does every week. Love to talk education with this guy because he's one of the few guys that really gets it, really gets the fact that we have got to take our education systems back. We have got to teach these kids. We wouldn't be having the Cortezes of the world out there, if we would only teach our kids really what this country's all about, what really truly what patriotism, what being an American is all about, and how the country was founded. And you know what? Our founding fathers, even though it was, you know, they're old white guys, whatever. They had it right. They knew what we were going to do to ourselves. They knew what how we were going to screw ourselves. And they put checkpoints in place. And what do we do right now? We trample all over them. Anyway, Corey, how are you?
I am truly blessed. And, it's... What I'll say is this, is that your promos are very interesting. That's what I would definitely say. I'm going to be very diplomatic, but off air I won't be diplomatic about your promos. But
it's okay. We never are.
It's okay. But in response to what you said before, and I also want to say a big hello to all our chapters, all 150 people that are tuned in and on our chapters and our feed. Back in Houston, Texas, Nine Acres, Texas Satellite Systems. Big hello to you also. That has the system running up and running. 175 of our patriots around the country and our chapters are tuned in tonight to watch your awesome show, Mr. Mussine. I appreciate you having it. And also, I want to say hello to all of the loyal listeners on Facebook and also in the chat room, my beautiful wife Anna in the chat room. And, you know, it's interesting to me because you made a comment about old white guys. Well, let me tell you something. I saw a lot of black folks, yeah, not African Americans. I saw a lot of black folks at CPAC. I saw a lot of Latinos, people. I saw a lot of I saw people from all different walks and backgrounds. So whoever said that it was only for old white guys totally got it missed, because maybe I saw a lot of people looking at, you know, they stopped me and Anna because, you know, we always represent the flag and we're always dressed up in red, white, and blue. If you can see it, those wonderful and just awesome pictures of us, or, you know, at our website, www.conservativeagenda.com, or also by Mr. Joe Messina's website is therealside.com. But the thing of it is that they stopped us. They wanted to talk to us. We've had people from NPR and someone trying to pull a fast one on us and was from the Washington Post and was really liberal. And, you know, me and Anna's PR lessons are very good. I mean, we go off of eye contact, you know, just like Magic Johnson used to throw passes around, and, you know, James Worthy dunked the ball. So, you know, there it is. You know, you go off of eye contact, and we already know when somebody's trying to throw us a curveball. But this is what I want to say, because if you go to our website, you can hear my editorial from tonight. And you can also hear me and Anna's, Corey Anna, and Friends Unplugged. Please go to our website, www.conservativeagenda.com. You can watch the rebroadcast. But one thing is this about this education factor. Education is number one with the Grassroots Conservative Association group. One thing I can say from coming from CPAC is we are the number one Christian conservative association in this country that's about education. We are the number one. I've heard and I've seen it all in the last couple of months. People come close, no offense intended, but we are the number one. And the thing of it is, why we're number one, and some people try to ask us about what it is that, you know what the key thing of it is? It's called dedication, finance, because let's just be real, finance and dedication. But before all that, we put it in God's hands. And we let God channel this and take it wherever he wants to take it, and we follow. Because you know what? Because we're truly dedicated. You know, I say a lot of people try to use all the cliches, and that's fine. You can use the cliches all you want. But at the end of the day, you will have to take and own up to all of that. You're going to have to take and really, if that's what you believe in, people are going to sit back, and when you start opening up your mouth and saying, this is what your agenda is, this is what your mission statement is, then you have to own up to that. See, we already have owned up to it. So that's all right. We don't care about people trying to mimic us or whatever like that. We're not looking for fame. We're not looking for that. What we are, we're about God, family, country, education, unity, and you want to add three more to it? Let's add the three to it. Dedication, loyalty, and one big thing that me, you, and President Trump always talk about, getting involved.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about.
That's right. You are one of the few guys I know personally. The thing that I've been screaming about for years is it doesn't matter, you know, if you've got money, great. If you don't have money, there's still ways you can get involved. There's still ways you can get,
absolutely,
you can engage. And you got to do it. You got to get off the couch, get off the keyboard, go out and do
that's
something,
hard.
Right?
Well, that's hard. That's hard to do, Joe, because a lot of us as conservatives are used to this entertainment factor, where people are doing a lot of bumping their gums and popping their gums about things, and you know. But the thing is, like I said before, you know, we had a lot of people try to attack us left and right, try to attack us. We got a little exposure this past week, and we got some people that got a problem with us, what we do. Well, you know, this is not a scam. I'll say this again. You know, this is not a scam. Because I don't see anything that me and Anna can be getting from this being a scam, because we don't get not one penny, so we give out and do more than what we dislike about the unplanned. We're doing that. Now, I don't see anybody else, too many people doing it besides me, you, and probably the people that were at CPAC in that room watching this film. I don't know who else, but I'm hoping other business people and other people around this country start getting on the ball and getting involved. Because there's a lot of people that think, oh, you got to have $50 million, you got to do this. No, it's all about having the right people, which we have here. I'm sorry, I had to toot the horn about it. The intelligent people and professional people that we have that's associated with this, that's not looking to make a buck or looking for, we don't want your donations. We need your support of our agenda. And so, and also to pass the word, because our education is first. That's why this liberal stuff is happening, because it's so simple. A caveman can do it, because you know why? It's sitting right in front of your face.
Yep,
sitting right in front of your face. Education.
What I thought was funny to your point earlier is when you and your lovely wife were walking around. Now your lovely wife is Hispanic, right? You're a black man, and
I am.
Well, last you told me you were. I have to believe what you tell me, right? I mean,
no. I'm an American. I'm not a black man. I'm American.
So they're walking around, and you could see not everybody, not the majority of people. So don't go running stupid with this. But you could see people looking at you too.
Oh, we should.
Right?
We get that all the time.
Yeah, but remember, we're told that Latinos are not conservative, that blacks are not, that they don't align with the conservative movement. That's a lie. That's a big lie, isn't it?
Well, we proved it, because we were walking around, they would stop us, we would answer the question, and they would try to make it political, and we would tell them, well, we're not political pundits. We're not conservative speakers on behalf of the NRA or anyone else. We're here to speak about our agenda and about education. And they would look at us like, you know, like we were talking Bulgarian or something. And I'm like, I understand, and that's why we had the problems that we had. But you know, I always thank you for allowing me to come on your show and your broadcast, because we need to get back to the basics. www.conservativegen.com. But yeah, CPAC, we get them looks all the time. And I tell them, I say, you know, for a young lady that's a beautiful young lady to be Latin, and for me to be a white guy, it's kind of funny.
I have a present for you on the way out. You got to listen to this. This is the National Anthem of Texas. No, man, that's not going to cut it for me.
You know what I got to say? God bless the Lone Star State. Because you know what? That's one of the states of the union that you had true conservatism, no matter how you want to throw it or roll it.
And on that note, We'll be with Corey again next week, but you can check him out at Conservative Gen. And we put your web link up on Facebook, up on our website page. So if you really want to know what's going on, go check him out. Listen, come on back, because we're going to talk how science now says that toxic masculinity is real, and the left says we should believe it, but we shouldn't believe them about biology. We'll be back in a little bit.